Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Rebecca Welsh. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi there.
Rebecca is founder and CEO of Halo. So, Rebecca, for those who may not be aware, what is Halo?
Halo is a nonprofit organization, and our mission is to help one more child spend one less day alone. And that means we provide housing, healing, and education to kids who need it the most. This ranges from 0 to 21 and even beyond sometimes if they need to come back for supportive services. But really, our job is to be a family, the foundation of a family for children without one.
Okay. So that's kind of the mission that you have going forward. What are the legs and feet of it?
We work wherever kids need us who don't have their basic needs met. So here in Jefferson City, our core of our work is with kids who are struggling because their families are broken in some way, or because their parents might be incarcerated, or they have addiction issues. But for some reason or another, they aren't able to care for their kids. So that's where Halo steps in. And we have a housing program in Jefferson City for girls who are 16 to 21 who are single, parenting, or pregnant. And then we also have a program for boys that is in the evening every night. And it's really a place to help them have mentors and set goals and learn life skills so that when they graduate out of high school, they have a good plan for their future, whether it be that they go to college or they have a certain career that they have their mindset on, or they want to go to technical school. Like, there's so many options that they may not be aware of. And it's our goal to help them identify those things and really have a plan for their future.
How many typically do you have on site?
So it depends on the season. And,
sure.
You know, it goes up and down throughout the year, but, you know, it ranges anywhere from, I would say, 10 to 20 in the girls' house at any given time. And a lot of them have little babies. I just left there to come here. And when I was leaving, one of the residents had her newborn baby in her arms. And, you know, there's nothing like a newborn baby.
Oh, yeah.
So it always ranges. And with the boys program, I would say 15 to 20 a night. Just depends. And they're very active. So they do a lot of physical, as you know.
Oh, yes.
Teen boys need to get their energy out.
Yeah.
So we have workout programs for them. We have a really great relationship with a guy named Marcel, who's a trainer that works at Studio 573, works out of there, and he's fantastic. He works with the boys every week. We also have a basketball program for them. So we have Open Gym, and we partner with Central Church for that. So we have a lot of partners in Jefferson City who are interested in helping kids become who they are meant to be. And we just lock arms with them and really find a way to serve the kids in a way that helps them propel themselves.
Sure. So are these youth from this area, or do they come from a wider footprint?
The majority of our youth in Jefferson City and in our programs here come from here. We get them referred to us through counselors at the school many times.
Okay.
You know, we have partnerships with all the high schools here in Jeff City.
Mm-hmm.
We work tightly with JCAC. We do programming in the high schools also. So a lot of times when we're doing programming, it's based on just life skill development for kids.
Yeah.
And when we're doing those programs, we find kids that need us who might be couch surfing or you know, don't have a place to sleep that night or are in a compromising situation that they need to get out of.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just comes from a range of different people. A lot of it does start to become a word of mouth thing among certain populations because people know, oh, so-and-so did that program and now they, you know, have a nice apartment or a home, or, you know, they graduated out and they have us as a community that they're connected to. A lot of times the graduates themselves are referring other kids to us, or it might be someone who just has seen them as an example and realized that it might be a good fit for them.
Yeah. I mean, that speaks highly if you have those who have gone through the program pointing back to the program for those that they encounter.
It's a really wonderful thing because a lot of the alumni come back to Halo for continued services or even just connection, right? So Thanksgiving and holiday meals and all of those things, we continue to support them, you know, with those types of things. Or if they don't have a place to wash their clothes, they can come use our laundry room. We encourage them to come to family night every Wednesday. We have a guest speaker or someone who comes in and, you know, we do a big meal around a table. And having alumni there is great because a lot of times they speak the truth in a way that we can't.
Yep.
And they say, hey, get your stuff together and realize that this opportunity you have, they can live with us up to 2 years.
Okay.
So the opportunity for them to save money and to really create a nest egg for themselves to be able to go out and pay for their first month's rent and more and have a down payment for a car and all the things that are so hard about being an adult.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have anyone who has modeled that for you, it's not just about, hey, you have $1,000 saved up. It's about, this is how, what you do with that money. Mm-hmm. And you have to have people who are modeling that for
them. Yeah. So 2 years and then they transition out either to, if they're self-sufficient mm-hmm. or independent, they can get an apartment or whatnot. Mm-hmm. What, for those that might be younger, what's the options there for them?
So if they move in with us at 16, they'll have at 18, you know, they can mm-hmm. go out and get an apartment, you know, and sometimes kids move out and they move out prematurely and realize, hey, Kayla was a good place for me.
Right.
We have definite rules and rules aren't for everyone when they first move in. It's kind of a shock to the system for them. Curfews and,
and
we want to know where you are. And if you've never had anyone who wants to know where you are, it can be an adjustment.
Sure.
So sometimes, you know, kids will move out and then move back in and that 2 years can start back over. And we've made exceptions for kids that if they're young, really young when they live with us, we can make exceptions for them to be able to stay longer. But our goal is to have them live in a place that's stable for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to find housing that is reasonable for the level of employment that they can usually get. But
sure.
with partnerships with companies in town, we have a partnership with Hitachi, for instance. We have a lot of kids who have applied there that have been Halo kids. And then Capital Materials is another one. They have an academy for high school age boys and girls who want to get into construction. And it's like mm-hmm. a 6-week program that can get certificates and go through that. We've had kids do that.
Oh, wow.
And they make great salaries. Mm-hmm. It's the same with Hitachi. And we're still looking for other companies to partner with, but really it's about helping them identify a career.
Yeah.
Instead of it just being, you know, working at a fast food restaurant or a lower wage job, because they need to be able to provide for themselves and their kids, just like a parent would.
Yeah. Well, and they may not know what the opportunities are out there, right?
Right.
Given their current situation,
right.
it's an unknown for them.
It is. And it's interesting because if they can go through a professional development program, which is something we do with them, and we teach them, you know, how to write a resume, how to get a job, but it's not, the hard part isn't getting the job. It's keeping the job.
Yeah.
So knowing that, hey, if you're sick, you call in before, right when you're getting symptoms, so that, you know, you can let your employer know, not after you've been gone for the day, right?
Yeah.
But some people don't know that.
Right.
So you have to train them and coach them through that. I definitely have seen kids that have come out of our program who are doing wonderful things.
I think that's something that's interesting from a community standpoint, is sometimes it's really difficult to understand or empathize with where these youth are at. When I grew up, I had structure, you know, the things that my parents taught me, that your parents taught you, just became second nature. But when that's absent, that poor person is left to find out through the hardest way possible how how to succeed.
Mm-hmm. And that's what is so important about developing. We say we're the foundation of a family. It mm-hmm. is about everyone in the community coming together, whether it's a banker who comes in and teaches them about how to balance their money, or it's a real estate agent who helps. We have Greg Hoffmeyer, for instance. He's a real estate agent here in town who just helped one of our girls purchase a home. You know, and that's a scary conversation.
Yeah.
But if we can go to someone like Greg who knows the situation and can really help hold her hand through the process,
yeah,
she can do it, and she did it. So it's a matter of everyone in our community really coming together and saying, you know, what do I have to give that I'm just sitting on?
Yeah.
That I could really offer to someone.
Yeah.
Whether it's coming in and speaking to the kids about a certain thing, or, you know, you're making a meal and bringing it by the home and dropping that off for the kids to have a home cooked meal. There's all different types of ways people can give.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Well, and I think there has to be an understanding too. It's been a few years, Rebecca, since I was a teenager, I will just say.
Just a few. 2 to 3.
Yeah. 2 to 3. Yeah. But I think also, I do think back to that time, how it's a turbulent time anyway, you know, if you have a firm foundation. So, I mean, what a blessing Halo can be in that instance too, because at that point, you don't like some of the rules, right? You don't understand why the rules, they seem hard, they seem unfair. So I can only imagine the transition it would be for someone like that, that doesn't have a foundation, that maybe questions as if they're loved.
Oh, 100%. I always say that the hardest moment is when they are walking through our door for the first time because they're realizing that they're alone in that moment and that they have nowhere to go. It's the worst. It's the saddest. But if they can come to Halo and find a place of connection and meet friends and other kids who are like them in similar situations and really connect with some staff and volunteers, they can, their lives can change. I've seen it here. I've seen it in Africa. I've seen it everywhere we work that people can heal. Love does heal. And I'm a firm believer in that.
Halo has had a significant presence in Jeff City for some time, but it's definitely an international reach. For instance, you've got a building project in Kansas City going on right now. So kind of share with us what's going on there.
Yeah, so our growth is always very organic, and it's something that we research for years before we make a decision to do something. And in Kansas City, when we first started working there, it was just we would go into existing shelters and do all kinds of programming to enhance what they were already doing. Mm-hmm. We didn't have the intention to get into housing. But as times have changed, the housing has gotten to be such an issue that we were getting phone calls all night long from kids that we were serving, you know, in these shelters who, you know, couldn't get a space to sleep. And it's just heartbreaking. There's over 6,000 homeless kids in Kansas City. And so we decided to get into the housing piece, and we have a project that's right by the Chiefs Stadium. We have 37 acres and we're really modeling it after the Jefferson City Girls Home in the sense that it's secluded. It's in the nature, but really close to the schools, which is what we were able to accomplish in Kansas City. But we'll have a boys home, a girls home, and a learning center. And it's like a little village that is just beautiful. And we'll be opening it in the late spring.
Okay.
So we're very excited about that.
It's getting close.
It is getting close.
Yeah.
I know a lot more about construction than I ever wanted to know.
Did you swing a hammer or two?
Oh, no. But I have to always, you know, they're always asking me questions about colors, and that is not my not my strength. So.
All right. I bet you'll get it figured out. So locally, what are some events and outreach programs that are being offered now, either for a youth or for which a volunteer might be able to plug into Halo?
So for youth, we have, it's called Club Halo. It's a club of kids and teens that want to make a difference. Actually, Halo was started with kids. I had done a mission trip, went to Honduras and came back and told a group of kids about, you know, these kids that were living on the streets.
Yeah.
And they wanted to do something. So they did a fundraiser and they raised $5,000 and $40,000 and ended up raising $250,000.
Wow.
For kids around the world. So that is how the birth of Halo, which is why it's important to us. If a kid volunteers, they're twice as likely to volunteer as an adult. So it's important to get your kids involved in things like this. We have service nights all the time with kids, and they do all types of projects. They come and tour the home and they learn about kids that are in need, and they can do it in person. We also have an online program where it's a club that they join and they can earn points on our online system.
Okay.
With the points, they can buy things for kids overseas. Like if we have a kid who needs a mosquito net or a soccer ball, they can actually do that and have an impact there. So,
yeah.
That's one way. And locally, you can just follow our Facebook page and find out about the service nights that we have. Or you can click on clubhalo.org and that will take you where you need to be for the online version. And then as far as volunteering goes, there's needs all the time. Kids need rides to the doctor, or they just need someone to be there with them. And sometimes, you know, we'll have a staff member who can't come in and we need someone else there to help assist. So there's all different types of ways to volunteer. And they can find that on our website. It's haloworldwide.org.
Okay.
And then, you know, the event piece is a big part of how we spread the word about Halo. We have an auction that is coming up here on March 9th in Jefferson City.
Mm-hmm.
And we work really hard to make that night very special. This year, we will have a Halo Youth performance, and we are premiering a short film about a young lady who's actually from Jefferson City, who we've known for 10 years, and it shares her story of success. We actually premiered it in New York a couple of months ago in front of an audience, and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
And she got to come and she was interviewed, and
it was
really beautiful. But I'm excited about that event. People can support that event and go online to buy tickets. Really, we're working super hard to make it new and fresh and fun for people to come and really have entertainment, but at the same time, make a difference.
Okay. And March 9th?
March 9th.
And where can one get tickets again?
At haloworldwide.org.
Okay.
If you just go to the events tab, there will be a Jefferson City auction, and that's where you find your ticket.
Okay. Well, as you mentioned, you got deep roots in Jeff City. So how can the community best support Halo's mission and help?
You know, there's such a need for help, and you never know what you're going to give, how that's going to impact someone. Like, let's say someone from the News Tribune comes mm-hmm. to HALO and just talks a bit about what it means to be in the media
yep.
and just exposes the kids to those type of things. I always say, if you are, you knit or you paint or you, whatever that talent is that mm-hmm. you have, there's a kid out there that has that in them that hasn't seen what they can do with their skills.
Sure.
So come share it. Businesses can support us by supporting events, and obviously financial contributions are great because they help us be able to do what we do. Our staff is very important to us. We are in the people business, so we have to have really strong staff. Mm-hmm. So we have to raise funds for that, and support of that is really something that is obviously vital to what we do. And any type of business that's looking for employees that wants to give a HALO kid a shot, you know, we work really hard with them to be able to have careers.
Yep.
And without that handshake, sometimes it can be difficult. So if you have a company or you're interested in somehow getting your company involved, we have all kinds of opportunities for that, whether it's a volunteer day and we need help picking up the leaves, or, you know, with landscaping or a painting project or something like that, to, you know, giving financially, to coming and speaking about what you do. There's all types of ways.
All right. And how would one do that?
So you can go to the website.
Okay.
And there is a tab on the website for volunteering. You just click on that, and there's a process that you go through to be able to come and be part of the kids. We have a background check and all of yep. those things, obviously. I think every youth organization does.
Absolutely.
But it's important to us. And then we do a training, and then you're good to go, and you can start working. We work with on this platform called Better Impact, and it helps us measure all the hours that people give, and we really can engage well, and it gives us a way to communicate different ways that you can help. Another thing we have is we have a meal train for mm-hmm. both of the homes. So you can imagine there's 365 days in the year.
I bet they're hungry.
Oh, the teenage boys, it's insane. But, you know, you can bring a meal by, which is a yeah. great opportunity for you to connect with the kids, but also with your own family.
Yeah.
It opens up kind of a topic for you to discuss. Hey, there are kids that don't get home cooked meals.
Yeah.
You know, we have different nights where we're teaching them how to actually cook for themselves. But when someone brings a meal by the house, it really does take stress off of everyone
mm-hmm.
because then they can focus on whatever they're trying to teach.
Right, right.
You know, whatever life skill it is, or if there's a kid that's having a really tough time, they don't have to make dinner for everybody else. So that is something that we really do need help with. And the meal train links are on our website.
Okay.
I would say any given week, we are short 2 to 3 meals per house.
Okay.
So we love for like church groups to sign up for every other Tuesday night or something like that.
Sure.
Just consistency, or certain individuals or your family, you know, think about the recipes that you like to make for your family
when yep.
you got a big gathering, and bring those, because we always like to expose the kids to different things that they may not be used to.
Right, right.
When a kid moves in, a lot of times they haven't had exposure to much.
Yeah.
You know, they're eating things out of the box. And so just getting home cooked meals is such a great way for people to sit together, break bread, and actually have conversation
mm-hmm.
instead of it all being about, oh gosh, what are we going to make tonight?
Yeah. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
It's hard enough even just for your own family, right? So it would be a task.
It's a task for sure. I mean, I have 3 kids, and every day I'm like, what are we going to do? I try to meal plan and all that. But
yeah.
for the boys especially, I mean, the girls and the boys, everybody eats a lot. But the boys are hungry.
Yeah.
I mean, they come in and they're like, where's the snacks?
Yep. Yep.
Where's the snacks?
Okay. So I do this with my reporters often. I'm going to throw this at you. You're going to give me an elevator pitch. What kind of impact does HALO have on youth? In essence, why should I care about HALO?
You should care about HALO because it affects your community. And if we don't invest in these kids at this age, they are going to be the ones who are incarcerated, right? Mm-hmm. They are going to be the ones that are costing us dollars in welfare. If you're a financial person, you know, that's one reason. But if you're a heart person, it's about, they're a human and you could easily be in their shoes.
Mm.
We are beyond blessed to be in the situations we're in. And just because someone was born into a situation that they don't deserve doesn't mean that we shouldn't give them the chance to thrive and to be humans in their best form, right?
Yeah.
We're all put on this earth to do something great. I believe that with all my soul. And if we don't give these kids the opportunity to do that, we're failing them. And it will be, you know, generations after them that it will affect. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If we could stop it now, like the story of Kaylin, the one I was telling you earlier, you know, she has a 10-year-old daughter now who's thriving. then that could be a totally different situation.
Right.
If she doesn't have people investing in her. So it's our job. That's our job as adults, to invest in the next generation. And this is the most vulnerable population. And it's our responsibility to surround them with love and with support so that they can have a chance.
All right. Well, Rebecca, thanks for joining us today. But more importantly, thank you for your time and pouring yourself into HALO.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.